A veteran prosecutor once involved in a supposed road rage incident has quietly rejoined the homicide unit of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. We get details from WHYY's Aaron Mozell.
It's unclear when Assistant District Attorney Anthony Voci returned to the homicide unit from the insurance fraud division or why. His office doesn't publicly discuss personnel decisions and declined to comment. The move is drawing mixed reviews. David Fisher was a detective assigned to the District Attorney's Office. He says Voci abused his power by turning a traffic incident into a criminal case that threatened to derail a young woman's life.
He violates someone's rights. Totally violated this young lady's rights. He locked her up with malice. He locked her up with venom by overcharging. He locked her up because he was on the scene.
Keir Bradford Gray represented Cassandra Franklin. She says she doesn't have an issue with Voci being back at the homicide unit.
People can learn a lot of valuable lessons based on just moments of indiscretion. I don't think, you know, you throw him out the window. I mean, I think he's got value.
In September 2020, Voci told police that Franklin ran him off the road as he was heading home from a murder scene on his motorcycle. Franklin countered that Voci had been the aggressor, placing his bike in front of her car after she drove away. There were no injuries or vehicle damage. Police towed Franklin's car later that night. She was then arrested and taken to police headquarters, where she was detained for nearly a day before being released. Franklin was later cleared of all charges. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.